Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I sort of tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
This is Ken Heat bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Catherine Computer. Catherine with a C, K, Computer with a K. Graduate to a Great Career. That's her new book. It's all about helping graduates and get their establish their own brands.
Right.
And capitalize on it, make the most out of it. And Catherine, congratulations again on yet another outstanding book.
Thanks so much. And as you know, one of the things I found out about recent graduates and, you know, interviewing, you know, college students and new graduates for the book is a lot of them really smart, but they don't know how to market themselves.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of competition today, so you've really got to have a one-up.
You know, and I'm not going to say that this is the case of college graduates, but I was talking to Bill Dunkelberg this week, who's the chief economist for the NFIB.
Okay.
And for the last 16 years, every month for the last 16 years, he's reported to us on the gold standard report on small business conditions.
Okay.
It's called the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. It's 43 years old, so it's the gold standard. And I was asking about there was one figure in there, one of his stats that's been pretty consistent is that like half of small business owners want to add workers but can't find qualified people.
Right.
And I asked him, I said, Bill, what do you know what they call qualified? Do you know what was the disqualifying thing that they reported on? He said, yes, I have it right here. He said, improper dress, not knowing how to act, not showing up on time. Not staying with it. Things that had nothing to do with education or anything, but just basic responsibility.
Right. Well, you know, there's a lot of studies on, you know, are college graduates today, you know, quote unquote career ready, and one of the biggest complaints is, you know, showing up for interviews in improper dress and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
In fact, one HR professional told me that one person came in for a job interview and half of her hair was long on one side and it was shaved on the other side. And she said, you know, she couldn't fit in this company. And so, I mean, part of the job is to, you know, if you're interviewing at a certain kind of company, is to do the research beforehand to show up knowledgeable about the company, to show up like you look like you belong and those sort of things. And that's, you know, that's a key issue, you know, a big complaint. Because, you know, millennials feel very, you know, independent-minded and, you know, so they don't feel as...
Well, they've been told all their lives that however they are is okay.
It's okay, and they're different, and they're brilliant, and the real world is a little different, although a lot of companies are trying to figure out how to accommodate their workplace for the millennial mindset, i.e. a little more flexibility in terms of, you know, they could work home, one day, that kind of thing.
You and I both know that when you're going to call on a customer, you're thinking about who is this person, what motivates them, what do I have to do, how much of a chameleon do I have to be to get them to spend time with me and consider doing business with me. Now, that doesn't mean that I've compromised my standards or anything like that. It just means that if they're highly religious, I never say hell or damn or whatever.
Right.
If they don't smoke, I don't smoke. If I don't, you know, I'm just using silly examples, but my point is, if you're looking for a job and the person you're going to interview with is 55 years old, they're going to be a little impatient if you show up and act like a millennial.
Right, and arrive late and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know,
it doesn't mean you have to deny who you are, but don't stick it in their face.
Also, you know, a lot of research shows that the first 10 seconds, that first impression that you make in an interview is critical. And a lot of that first impression is, you know, how you look and how you greet someone and, you know, what you're wearing and your hairstyle and your facial expression and that kind of thing, the energy, the warmth you're promoting, projecting, all of that is so critical. And that's, you know, that can really bite you, you know.
Yeah.
We like to say that, you know, we make these decisions on objective means, but a lot of the decision to hire somebody is based on whether you think they'd fit into the company culture, and it's based on these first impressions.
How about homework? I had a kid show up one time right out of college, and I sat down and talked to him, and I said, what do you know about what we do? And he didn't know anything about what we did.
Right.
Now,
right.
I've been online since 1997.
Right. Wow.
Right? And so there's no problem finding out all. That's what we do. We're publishers, right? You know
right.
what I did? The meeting, our interview lasted about 90 seconds.
Uh-huh,
I sent him home.
Mm-hmm.
I said, go do your research, go do your homework, and come back.
Right, right.
And he did, and we hired him. But my point is, I had to raise him a little bit there.
Yeah, well, that's a common complaint that by interviewers too, that people don't know, they haven't done their homework, and they haven't looked at the company website, and they're asking questions about the company that are on the home page of the website. So it really is a turnoff because it shows they're not prepared.
But what they are asking for, I've been told, is what's in it for me.
Yes, yes.
Not what can I do for the company, but what's in it for me.
Yes, exactly. And that's the wrong approach.
And folks, and young folks, if it sounds like we're a couple of fuddy-duddies complaining about younger generation, these are real issues that are going on in the marketplace. We're not giving you a hard time. We're just telling you how things really are.
Right, and if you want to succeed.
I want your website, Catherine.
My website is selfbrand.com. My new book is Graduate to a Great Career, and it's got a book page, graduatetoagreatcareer.com.
It's outstanding, too. Quick break, 10-10, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.